You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has just announced that the City Mission will receive $16.7 million of funding to improve and expand the Mission's addiction and detoxification services. I talked to Chris Farrelly, the Auckland City Missioner, about the new detoxification beds and what the funding will mean for the community. I began by asking Chris what detoxification units are.
Okie dokie. Detoxification is a process where people who have been addicted to alcohol or drugs to start the first stages of detoxing their body from the drugs, and it's the first stage to rehabilitation. So a detoxification process usually takes about 2 weeks, depending on the particular drugs and on the person. And that's it's the first stage in the process of rehab. And then from that point onwards, people would go into longer rehabilitation in some instances.
How much of a need has there been for detoxification units at the City Mission?
So one can say in a city the size of Auckland, there's a huge need for detoxification units. And there are only two in all of Auckland. Only two. We have 10 beds, and there are 10 beds over at Point Chevalier run by the DHB. So that's the two in Auckland. They're slightly different. The one we've been running since 1982, that's 36 years, and 14,000 people have been through ours, is what is called a social detox unit. So people are detoxing for the 2 weeks with immense amount of support, but not medical support. They're not on a particular drug regime. And that's okay for a certain group of people and certain drugs. The medical detox unit is over at Point Chev, and there's medical assistance for that process. So there's a slightly different nuance. The announcement yesterday was that both units would now be combined in the one building. So you'd have social detox facility and medical detox facility alongside each other. It's able to integrate better, able to cross-mix the staff, etc., you know, that kind of thing. So it's quite it's a big step in the whole services for Auckland. And the second part of that announcement yesterday was that the bed numbers would actually be increased. So I just said before, we've got 20 beds in total, 10 here and 10 over. Well, that's going to be 15 in each, so that'll be an extra 10 beds. And so overall, it'll be 30 beds. So we get an increase in numbers, but also just an increase in the quality of the service provision because of the integrated nature.
And so what will that increase in both numbers of beds and in services mean for Auckland and the City Mission?
It'll mean a lot for the people who we're dealing with. What we're finding today is that drug issues, you know, aren't in isolation from other issues, whether it be poverty or homelessness or general health issues alone. You know, it's not just an isolated thing. And so by integrated into the City Mission, where we've got a very large medical centre, social workers, we're now housing people permanently into homes and supporting people, particularly with addictions and other mental health issues, to actually stay in those homes and grow into wellness. It will mean an incredibly much improved service for people who are struggling with alcohol and drug addictions because of the other supports that will go around. You know, in the old days, they were sent off to a far-off island to detox or something like that, but there weren't the other social supports required. So now it's more, you'll be detoxed. Then, as you move back into a home, there'll be support services around you more. So the service model's changing as well.
Has this this funding from the government been a long time coming? Has it been something that the community's been waiting for a really long time?
Well, you know, we opened our detox unit in 1982. We were approached by the hospital board then. Could we open one, the first social one in Auckland? And we had no space. So we had a house at the back where one of my predecessors lived. So he moved out. and we converted that into a 10-bed unit, fairly tiny, fairly small, in a temporary way. 36 years later, that's still the building we are using.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and it's just to have a purpose-built, proper facility. Separate rooms, separate bathrooms. You know, when you can imagine when you're detoxing. A small gym, other facilities, council. It's just like we're moving from one past era into another. Just the facility alone. And now to have it extended to 15 beds, and now then to have another 15 beds on top to actually integrate. This is a really major change in the landscape for that in Auckland. We're thrilled. The quality of staff that work in these units is just incredible. In both units, the one at Pittman House, the VHB unit, and the one here. Look, I just can't speak more highly of these people. They've been working in pretty tough conditions with very tough clients often over the years. And so just to have this new centre will be enormous for them as well.
So, yeah, it's great. I was trying to formulate another question because it's truly amazing. It's such a great thing that's happened. And
the other thing that's important is, we are redeveloping all the facilities here at the Auckland City Mission over the next few years, including 80 units for the homeless. So we have 40 units for chronic homeless, 40 for low-income folk on the one site, as well as a newly enlarged big medical centre and a whole lot of other services. So this is going to be part of that as well. And so this new building that will be in Hobson Street will be, I think, quite a huge step forward for Auckland's care of our most vulnerable in all areas.
And so how is this, obviously this is a huge, huge change. How do you think it'll affect the community, those people that need the services from the City Mission? Do you think it'll increase numbers or will it help decrease numbers?
Well, now, we're part of a program called Housing First, which is a whole lot of providers in Auckland, LifeWise, and the groups in the south and the west. And our aim is literally to end homelessness in Auckland, not manage it, not just, you know, make it a little bit less visible, a little bit more sanitized or a bit more comfortable, but no, to end homelessness, making it rare, brief and non-reoccurring. So it's a massive project. It means finding homes for the homeless, hundreds and hundreds of homes that don't exist at the moment, then wrapping around our services around people so that they can grow to wellness. So, you know, you get a home. In the old days, you used to have to get all sorts of conditions. You have to be sober or behaving well or drug-free and all those things. Now, it's unconditional. Get a home, that's the place of healing, and then immediately wrap support services around. So to answer your question, what does this mean for Auckland? We are part of a whole bigger picture of actually ending homelessness. And I say that with a lot of hope, because in the past we had a lot of agencies doing good, organisations like ours, but we did it in isolation from each other. We were working little bubbles and silos, often even in competition with each other. So now we're working more together to hit one of the biggest social problems we've got in our country. And so I think, to answer your question, this drug and alcohol detoxification and other things are part of that bigger picture that will hopefully end chronic homelessness in Auckland.
Do you have any final things to say on the matter? Or?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, go for
it. The City Mission's Auckland's mission. It doesn't belong to an organisation. Auckland's conscience and heart and hands. And just really to think, we get support from the community at a scale that is just very few people know about, unimaginable really, the care and compassion and volunteers and gifts and donations, it's really part. And so we're going to our city again in the next few months to say, help us again to build this place. We're well on the way with funding, but it's an $80 million project, and we'll come into the city again to say, let's continue to do this together, as we have been for the last 100 years.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.